And opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. I have no guests today, so it's an open mic Monday, we'll call it. And we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. Today is a federal holiday, Juneteenth, and of course, I tried to go to my local bank, and there was no one in the parking lot, and the door was locked. I said, oh, that's right, it's a federal holiday. And there is a wonderful Juneteenth celebration at Aldridge Field this Saturday. Lots of good food, good speeches, good people, good vendors were out there. Great day, beautiful day, beautiful day. The spotted dog that I have, he liked it. He enjoyed everyone. But this is basically our holiday week. On Wednesday is our solstice, longest day of the year. So they say. On Wednesday, we have our midnight sun game. What's this about the 110th year of it? And I'm going to be there. It's the biggest revenue day for the Panthers by far. They probably get, you know, one third of their revenue at that one game alone. You expect around 4,000 to 4,500 people. Game times at 10 o'clock. Military flyover, I'm sure. National anthem. Someone's going to throw out the first pitch. It'll be time to play ball. And it's a wonderful tradition. Wonderful tradition. I was out there yesterday watching baseball. Good baseball. If you haven't been out to the field, I mean, it's just, you're going to be seeing good sports, good baseball. And they've got the new scoreboard. It's in town. We'll see if they get it up in time for us to use it this year, but they have it. They're doing the electrical work, too. An electrical contractor had to do a few things. Hold on one second. Excuse me on that. I had to sneeze. My goodness. I thought I turned the mic off, but guess not. Anyway, it's my allergy season coming into it, of course. It's also our holiday season. It's the start of the allergy season. How could I miss that for me? For you people who suffer from hay fever from that second round of crops, the foxtails, the purple stuff, the stuff that grows on the side of the roads, that's what nails me. And so I better start taking my antihistamines early so I can get available to combat it. But anyway, but Wednesday, game time at 10 o'clock. And it's a great night to be out there at the ballpark. It's, there's nothing like it. In fact, I know these four people are coming up with their wives. They've been to every baseball park in the nation, and they're coming up just to Alaska just to see this game. And they're bringing their wives, so all eight of them are going to be out at the park. And I was telling them, boy, if you're coming up for this game, this is the one to see at this ballpark. You're going to see everyone. And how often do you get to go home about 1 o'clock in the morning from watching a baseball game, the midnight sun game? And hope you get out there. Hope you enjoy it. But also, then we come into the weekend items and the midnight sun run. And that's this always a lot of fun. If you're along the route, you enjoy it. If you're a runner, you enjoy it. If you're at Alaskan where it ends, you enjoy it. But that's a fun run. And I've done it twice. I haven't done it in a while. And the first time I did it, you know, I wasn't as prepared for it as the second time, we'll say. But I wrote the 10 things I learned, and I enjoyed the run. And you know, going through my old neighborhood there in Westgate and Taku, I got hit with a lot of water. And boy, enjoyable, but I was thoroughly drenched by the end of that race. And yeah, best time I think I ever had was about a minute. It was an hour and 2 minutes. So it never broke the hour mark, but you're running 6 miles. And I remember the first time I ran it, you know, I'm at the 2 mile mark and I'm saying to myself, boy, I haven't ran more than 2 miles in a couple decades, and here I am. And but I made it through and did all right, but it's enjoyable. So get out and do that. Then also on Saturday, we have the Midnight Sun Festival downtown. 1st, 2nd, 3rd Avenues are all going to have vendors in it. And you're going to have, you know, acrobatics, and you're going to have all sorts of stuff going on there. You know, 30 different entertainment events, you know, at 3 different stages. So it's 12 hours. It's from noon to midnight. And again, it's a Midnight Sun Festival. And all the stuff that happens, all the vendors, all the groups, all the nonprofits, get down there and just enjoy it. It's going to be a beautiful day. You know, it's as Fairbanks. And then sadly, on Friday, well, we start losing time. We start losing seconds and minutes in the day, but we don't notice it until August. So we'll get through it. But Wednesday is our, after Wednesday, we start declining. Oh, goodness. But there's stuff to do, events to go to. Oh, and they got the stock cars out there at the racetrack. Enjoy that. Just lots of stuff to do. Just so much stuff to do. And we had the Yukon 800 this weekend. Just so much stuff. We pack so much into a summer that we recover during the winter. That's my theory anyway. I think it's a pretty good theory. What the heck? But what do you got planned for the weekend? Give me a call, 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255 rather, and tell me what you got planned for the weekend. Me, I'm going to go to the Midnight Sun baseball game. I am going to go to the Midnight Sun Festival, and I might hit the Midnight Sun Fun Run at a wonderful location. Take a look and see how that goes. But there's so many things to do. The choice is yours. Any guy doesn't have good choices, to tell you the truth. My goodness. So get out there. Do it. We are at the apex of our summer right now. And your garden should be in. I'm going to be doing my 3rd or 4th lawn mow cutting. Broke in the new grill. Got all my smokers going. So I'm at the top of my game. Yeah, right. Until I burn something or thoroughly cause mischief on the food that I'm cooking, which happens. Remember, if you're not trying hard and if you blow it on your food, pizza's 30 minutes out. Just order pizza. It's just a wonderful way to not worry about cooking a perfect meal. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! The Valdez Fishing Report is brought to you proudly by Frontier Outfitters. Drop in for a visit to their extensive fishing department. From rods to reels, lures to lines, you'll see fresh and saltwater as well as fly fishing tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Stock up on supplies for your Alaskan-sized summer of fun. Coolers to camping gear, Frontier Outfitters is your first stop to making your next outdoor adventure a success. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
This is Ricky Colapietro at the Valdez Fishing Report. We're down here at the harbor with Erin. She just got done weighing in her fish, 147 pounds. Awesome day, awesome experience. I want to talk about your trip out on the water. Did you see any wildlife?
Oh, we saw everything from pods of orcas to humpbacks, sperm whales. We saw seals, otters. We had porpoise swimming with our boat. It was the ultimate postcard Alaskan experience.
That's awesome to hear. And you get to bring home plenty of awesome halibut meat. What's your favorite halibut recipe? What do you like to eat that has halibut in it?
Oh, halibut Olympia. That is my ultimate favorite.
Awesome. So what is halibut Olympia?
Where you put like mayo. I use a spicy mayo and then breadcrumbs, parmesan, all the good stuff. Bake it. Perfect.
Awesome. So what are your number one tips for anglers coming to Valdez that maybe are in your shoes? This is your first time coming. What are some tips and tricks?
You know, honestly, I listened to another radio show and I heard from them on what to do. I just let my weight drop to the bottom, felt it bounce, reeled up about three times and waited and bam, and don't give up.
Number one, don't give up, keep on fishing. And you may have learned your fishing tips and advice from the Valdez Fishing Report. So now you get to be on the show.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Park your rig, pitch a tent, or check into our private cabins at Eagles Rest RV Park, then explore Valdez. Eagles Rest RV Park and Cabins is a perfect place to land. Book RV sites, glamping tents, and cabins online at EaglesRestRV.com. We now accept online reservations for our tent area, so the sooner you book, the better. EaglesRestRV.com.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 68. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 50. Cloudy tomorrow. Chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 67. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prue's in the studio here. Just me. If you have anything on your mind or want to talk about, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Construction season is upon us. If you take a look at Aurora Drive, I'm putting in a new bridge there for the summer. Fifth Avenue downtown under construction, and if you hear any heavy equipment coming over the airwaves, that's because the studio I reside in with this show is the closest studio to all the construction equipment, and getting across Fifth Avenue is not easy. You don't go across Fifth Avenue anymore. You have to come in from to the studio here from Sixth Avenue, come in the back door. Yes, it is affecting businesses, but it was an expectation that is happening, and it's going to be a very thorough, good road upgrade. And, you know, we have two seasons in Fairbanks. We have winter season and then construction season, and those are our two seasons. Our state bird is the mosquito, and what the heck. So, and then the Polaris building, they just about got the final remnants of the annex out of the ground. Boy, if you've walked by there, all the steel and rebar that was in that basement, man, they weren't expecting that. But boy, that was some construction. I mean, that was some construction there. And they're just about ready to start backfilling it, and they're keeping the walls and the flooring in there. And when they did their original inspection, they could understand why there wasn't a crack in the flooring because of all the cement and rebar that was used in there. And they're keeping the walls up that are along both Lacey and 2nd Avenue. They're keeping those walls up because that way you won't have any of the road caving in. So they're doing that. And, boy, something else, though. And they've put out, they're getting ready to put up the request for proposal and knock down the big building. They're making their list and checking all the amounts of contamination that will have to be sent out of the state. And so once they have that amount dialed in, then they will put out an RFP for 30 days and get the bids back and figure out who gets the historical contract of knocking down the Polaris building. But that is going to happen. And little by little, bit by bit, that building's been vacant now for 22 years. My goodness. And one day you're going to go by it and you're going to say, God, the Polaris building is not there anymore. And it's starting. The annex is almost gone. Still got stuff to take out of the remnants of the building and get out of the hole there that was in the basement. And what the heck? One of these days, they're going to have that thing backfilled. And then we're going to put a couple food trucks on that site until a development happens on that site for something to replace the Polaris building. What the heck? Might as well put some food trucks on there. Use it. We're no more parking lots downtown. We got plenty of those. So we don't intend to use it as a parking lot. My goodness. But looking at food trucks, who's your favorite? Who's your favorite food truck? Which one? We got so many. Give me a call, 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255, and tell me who your favorite food trucks are. You know, it's interesting that you can go to like Lat 65 or the Hoodoo and other locations, and they got food trucks there for you. You know, the mobile restaurants. And you have the Rack Shack. They do a great job. Mind Diner, they do a great job. There's so many good food trucks. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
My name is Guy. I'm delighted to get through the avalanche of phone calls.
That's early, Guy.
But it's a holiday. People have other things to do. Let me ask you this on the demolition of the annex.
Mm-hmm.
When that gets done and the contractor gets paid off and all of that is settled, how much money do you still have in the bank?
The contractor bid, let's say, $1.2 million. So that'll leave from the EPA side, that will leave $8.8 million. And then you add the $3 million from the state capital budget. So it'd be, what, $11.8 million, almost $12 million.
So you're getting $3 million from the state?
Yep.
And to your knowledge, the contribution by the borough, which owns the landfill, contribution from the borough is simply free dumping up to a certain amount of quantity?
Yes. And
$2 million is what I recall? Or?
Yes.
Okay, and that's...
That's in the contractor's bid. You know, we don't say, you know, that's between the contractor and the borough on how they account for that.
He hauls it and they deal with that at the landfill.
Exactly.
And is that limited to clean, what they call clean debris, construction debris and so on, 2x4s and whatever?
Yeah.
In other words, it excludes the contaminated stuff?
Yes, it does. It excludes contaminated stuff.
Now, there must be a sort of contaminated stuff that goes somewhere in our landfill. Don't they take asbestos and...
They do. They have a separate cell for that, and they'll charge for that. They'll charge for that cell. That was not included in their $1 million subsidy.
$2
million? $1 million.
Well, the borough...
They said, you know, bring whatever you want out here, and the first million of clean is available for you. Anything unclean, any asbestos, anything that goes has to go into a contaminated site cell.
Yeah.
They charge for that.
So it's your recollection that it's a $1 million figure. For some reason, I had heard $2 million, but I probably am wrong.
No, it's $1 million.
It's $1 million, and I don't have any idea whether that's going to cover it or not. Has anybody done a back of the envelope calculation on how much concrete is in the thing?
Not that I've seen. All the concrete, you see, all the exterior concrete, all the concrete goes to Oregon because it has that has contaminants in it?
In bags, or can they put it in a truck or something?
What they do is they put it in a bag, and then they Alaska Waste Management hauls it to Oregon. And it's their part of the contract with the contractor. That's what they're doing now with the PCBs and that was in the exterior concrete.
That's a lot of bags.
Yes, it is. That's why I had to go ask the legislature for just a little bit more money for the project, and we were able to get a capital a budget appropriation from them.
Well, now you're going to be getting in bids from a demolition contractor. And you know how much money you've got in the bank left over.
Mm-hmm.
Or you will know how much you've got it left over. If that comes out even, fine and dandy, and he can go ahead. What happens if the estimate is $4 or $5 million off? Does demolition start?
Well, you know, we're going to get to that when we get to that. When we know the numbers, we're going to get to that. Our engineer thinks he's quite confident that we're going to have enough money to cover it. And the contractor that's there now, he's fairly confident that the number will be within our budget. So, but we'll see what happens. You never know. You never know until you get there on something like this, until we see the numbers.
Is the existing demolition outfit, the Coldfoot outfit, are they in gear to bid on the main one? Or
yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So they have a motivation to keep us happy, I guess.
Yeah, and what's going to happen is whoever gets the bid, what they'll probably work on over the fall and into the winter is just removing all the internal items that they can from the building. Floor by floor, bringing it down. And then, whenever they start knocking down the building it's going to be at their schedule, and we'll find that out.
But in general, the knocking down is not likely to start happening, the exterior knocking down, taking the roof off and so on, is not likely to start until it looks like you've got the funds to finish.
Yeah, well, I would say, I believe we have the funds to do it now, but I would say, depending on what contractor, what they want to do, how they want to do it. But I would say probably spring, next April, is when they'll probably start knocking down the building itself.
I'm just concerned about running out of money on the third floor.
Yeah. Well, that's why they have a bond and a few things like that.
Tell us one thing about the contamination of the concrete. I don't know how thick the walls are on the place, but the contamination came from...
It came from paint thinner. It came from paint thinner. PCBs were using paint thinner when they painted the exterior of the building. And over the years, it leached into the concrete by, 1/16 to 1/32 of an inch. And so there's no way to remove it. And so, we sandblast it, or you're putting, PCBs in the air and stuff like that. So, So that's...
I was thinking it came from the inside, but it came from the outside.
Yeah.
And it's all one thick layer of concrete, and it can't be... We can't ship the bad stuff south and keep the other stuff, huh?
Nope. It's all going south.
Okay, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. You have a great day, buddy. Great talking to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... when we get to it, we're going to get to it and... Little by little, bit by bit, the annex is coming down, and the environmental contractor that we've hired should have the amounts of guesstimates, we're calling it, of material that has to be pulled out, and we'll give that to the contractor and have them, go through there 30 days, and everyone's going to be going through there if you want to bid this, and 30-day process, and have them confirm everything that way. We're not saying what's in there or guaranteeing that there's so much or there's no more than a certain amount, but that's why you have contractors bidding this who usually they're pretty good. They know what they're doing. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, have some bumper music, some state news, some Fox News, some commercials, and we'll be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM. 668.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapping up his weekend trip to China. He got together with President Xi Jinping today. Says not the last time they're going
to
talk.
I would expect additional visits by senior U.S. officials to China over the coming weeks. And we welcome further visits by Chinese officials to the United States.
Warm feelings, but no agreement on resuming direct contact between the U.S. and Chinese militaries. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul on the Fox News channel said these talks have to be done without capitulation to China.
I think we do need to sit down and talk to them, but do it out of strength like Reagan talked about.
We interviewed South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott. He's running for president, gave his take on the Donald Trump indictment on Fox News Sunday.
I'm not going to deal with the hypotheticals, but I will say that every American is innocent until proven guilty.
Former President Trump pleading not guilty to 37 federal charges. We'll interview him tonight, 6 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
A bush pilot known for his starring role in the Discovery Channel's Flying Wild Alaska series has died when his plane crashed shortly after takeoff. Also killed was a hunting and fishing guide from Idaho. Alaska State Troopers identified the victims as 68-year-old pilot Jim Tweedo and his 45-year-old passenger Shane Reynolds. Troopers said the Cessna 180 was seen taking off but not climbing and then crashing shortly before noon on Friday. It happened about 35 miles northeast of the coastal Inuit community of Shaktulik. Jim Tweedo's daughter, Ariel, posted on Instagram that her father died doing what he loved. And finally, climate change is opening up the Arctic, and a $600 million plus expansion will make Nome on Alaska's western coast the nation's first deepwater Arctic port. The expansion is expected to be operational by the end of the decade. The port will accommodate not just larger cruise ships of up to 4,000 passengers, but cargo ships to deliver additional foods for the 60 Alaska Native villages in the region and military vessels to counter the presence of Russian and Chinese ships in the Arctic.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career with stability and upward mobility? The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development can connect you to job training and apprenticeship programs that open doors to careers offering good wages and benefits. Whether it's classroom or online, weekend or night classes, find the right training program for you. Build your skills. Build your career. Build Alaska's future. Visit alaskajobs.alaska.gov or visit your local Alaska Job Center to learn more.
Parents, if you want your kids to learn how to fish
and actually catch fish, Valdez is the place.
Kids Derby is Saturday, July 22nd. Kids age 5 to 16 get a free hat at the Derby weigh-in station, then cast a line from shore or a boat to catch a pink salmon. Visit ValdezFishDerbies.com for more information on how to enter and have a chance to win $100 cash or fishing poles in one of the four age divisions.
The Valdez Kids Pink Salmon Derby is free. Get all the details at ValdezFishDerbies.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here. We're talking about food trucks, the Polaris, the holiday weekend that we're experiencing, solstice, all the things you get to do in Fairbanks. Now, a couple good locations for food trucks. You have the Alaska Cheesesteak Company, and they always usually, and these are the usual locations, they're at Airport, Gaffney, and Cushman. You have that vacant lot there, and they're usually in there. Then you have the Chinook Hot Dogs, and they're down farther on South Cushman. They're at about 20th Avenue right in there, and they make great, great hot dogs and things like that. So it's you want some good food. The Rack Shack, they're over off the very beginning of the old Richardson Highway off South Cushman. And they have very good brisket, pork butt, chicken, the traditional items over there. So some good food over there, some very good food. And if you have a place that you want to talk about, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And this Saturday, there's going to be a plethora, a lot of amounts of different vendors and food vendors in the downtown area. Again, 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Avenue. And then you have Lacey Street there. There's going to be a lot of, you know, events happening there. So get downtown, enjoy yourself, and participate. You know, there's so many things to participate in. Midnight Sun baseball game, Midnight Sun run, Midnight Sun festival, downtown Fairbanks. This weekend I was up on Birch Hill and out at Kramer's Field. Great weekends to get out there. Just wonderful. Wonderful walks. You know, for every step I take, the dog takes about 12. So he gets his exercise and I get mine. So good way to do it. Simple as that. Now, again, if you hear any construction in the background, it's because I'm on the corner office here. And outside my door is a lot of construction equipment. Graders, compactors, cranes. You got utility companies coming in for water. Boy, we're in a construction zone, that's for sure. But that's Fairbanks. That's Alaska. You know, how many bridges are they going to be working on this summer? Going up the Elliott and things like that. We're always constructing or reconstructing here. And it's just part of our life. Boy, you know, going down to Anchorage, driving down there, how many times you go through a construction zone, repairing the road, rebuilding it, things like that. So it's just something that we do, and we're pretty good with it. But, again, we're in Fairbanks, and that's how we do it. So, anyway, the one thing I haven't heard, though, is today's a Monday, and we usually talk about this on a Tuesday, but the budget that the House, State House and Senate sent over to the governor, no words yet. He was traveling and don't know if they transmitted the budget to them as soon as they were done or not. But usually the governor comes out and starts giving indications of things that he might look at for veto. And I've not heard anything this year on that yet. We should see what comes in. It was a pretty deliberate budget. They, no matter what you think, if you wanted a big dividend or no dividend, if you wanted a big increase in school funding or no increase in school funding, this budget satisfied all the requirements that were met, and they didn't have to go in to any of the reserves, and they don't have much in reserves anymore. All the reserves were spent. So this was probably the first year in a long time that they were under immense pressures, and they didn't have the votes to go in and say, give a 50-50 dividend or a large base student allocation for school funding. So nothing changed. It is what it is, and my goodness. But we'll see what the governor does. You know, he can't put anything in. He can only take stuff out. And, you know, they look at everything. And so I haven't seen anything, haven't heard anything. But he'll be in town for the Midnight Sun game. I know that. Or he's going to be in town on Wednesday anyway. And whether he goes to the Midnight Sun game or not, who knows. But we will see. We will see. It is interesting. You know, talking to all the legislators, it was not an easy session. They're all happy to be back. Even though they were only one day in extension, they were all happy to be out of there and happy to be back. Some of them had frustrations. Some of them, a lot of them had successes, though. But when you're dealing with so many pressures on a budget, you know, people who want the 50-50 dividend or people who want higher education allowances, just things like that, they're under a lot of pressure. And it showed. It showed. They're happy to be back. They did a good job. They used all the money that was available to them, and they didn't go out and go into any of the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund. Didn't have the votes to do it. And if they were going to do it, what were they going to spend it on? And that was one of the issues right there. So, my goodness. But they made it home, and congratulations to them. We have a very good interior delegation, very diverse, made up from quite liberal to quite conservative and everything in between, yet they get along well when it comes to representing the Fairbanks area. That's for sure. They get along well when they do that, and it's good to see. It is good to see. So hopefully it continues into the future. You already have people signing up for run for election or re-election, and it's just that time of year. The first, you know, every 2 years there is an election, both in the U.S. House and State House and State Senate, and you already see people out there. They've already signed up, and you know, we also I guess we have a third season, political season. You have winter season, construction season, political season. And the political season is from now until next November of 2024. Oh, my goodness. That's a long time. That is a long time. But that's why this radio station is here. Boy, do they spend money here. And Perry Wally, if you're listening, he's happy that he has 8 radio stations here, and he gives a wide, diverse content of listeners. So what the heck? Interesting, you know, you don't see much of the advertising in the newspaper or the TV. It's online, internet, radio, mailings, delivering to the door. Yeah, your traditional TV, newspaper advertisement, thing of the past. You know, you get pop-ups on your telephone because it's a smartphone, and you get pop-up ads on there. And boy, they know how to target advertisement, and they do it very well. The professionals do it very well, and that's what they're there for. So anyway, Fairbanks, we're going to take another commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
With summertime comes those epic family adventures. Last thing you need are car troubles leaving you on the side of the highway, so make sure everything is running smoothly. Just swing your car or truck by Pearson Auto. From your AC to your radiator, to your fluid levels, belts, and battery, crew at Pearson's will make sure your next summer adventure doesn't come with any surprises. Well, almost no surprises. That's Pearson Auto off the Rich Highway and on Airport across from Pikes. Pearson Automotive, your dealership alternative.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. A look at Alaska's budding new industry brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. The Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. To kick off our Saturday night food programming. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Buy your Honda power equipment from The Woodway. It's assembled, tested, and ready to go. That's value the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR Weather.
Overcast skies today with a chance for scattered rain showers. Highs level off around 68. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows around 50. Cloudy. Chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High of 67. Cloudy skies expected. That's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I'm looking out the windows here, and I'm... Boy, are they using the school district parking lot as a construction overlay zone with equipment, pipe, utility lines that are going to be relayed. It's they're into it. You got backhoes out there right now, trackhoes out there right now, front end loaders out there right now, cable stretching items out there right now, operators, full construction going on. Great to see. And one day Fifth Avenue will be done with new sidewalks, new road, and new water lines going down, and new sewer lines going down. And it's all right. We have three seasons: political season, winter, and construction season. We're going to take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Compo here.
Craig, what are you up to? Happy 2 days after your birthday, old man.
Yeah, we're all getting up there, you know. You were born the year of statehood, right? I was born after that.
I was born the year of statehood, yeah, 1959.
Hey, listen, let me button this up so it's not making noise, but I wanted to bring up one thing I thought was interesting. I saw a story on the news today. I don't know if you just have an open discussion or whatever, but all these wind farms that are potentially killing all these whales, they've had this unprecedented humpback whale death since 2016, and they noted it kind of correlates with the number of wind farms we put up.
What?
Yeah. They're thinking it has something to do with the sonar that when they're mapping the ocean floor, these wind farm companies, and it's throwing the navigational stuff off in the whales, and they're bumping into ships and doing stuff that never happened before. Anyway.
So green is not too good.
Go green. Let's go. I thought they were the save the whales people.
It's boy. Yeah. Where did you learn this stuff at, Craig? What MSNBC?
I was on one American News. I saw there's a whole rash of dead whales washing up, and the only thing that's consistent with them is the number of wind farms we've built since 2016.
That's a tough correlation. So what do you got planned for this Midnight Sun week?
I'm probably going to go up the river. That's usually what I do. Get out of town. I think I was at in town once for it, but I prefer to go way up and listen to the water roll by.
You're going to go up to Good Pasture?
You know how nice it is, right?
Yeah. You're going to go up to the Good Pasture?
Yeah, I think that's the plan. We'll see what happens. It looks. I always anymore. I just base my weekend on the weather. You know, if it looks nice Thursday and Friday, that's my weekend.
There you go.
I've earned that. I think over how many years I've been working weekends.
Right? Craig, you have earned it. But hold it now. Hold it. I remember when you first started there.
Yeah.
You guys weren't open on weekends. In fact, you were even told me one time, we like our weekends too, David.
Yeah, you know what? What's weird is we're the only power sports and marine dealer that I know of open on a Monday. I don't know about marine, but as far as power sports, the first customer in today was a guy from France on a motorcycle. You know, he had a motorcycle up here, and he was making some big tour. But he could not believe there wasn't a single motorcycle shop open to change a tire. He needed a tire for his bike. Of course, we just do off-road stuff at our shop, but he was just baffled. And I said, I would think one of them should stay open. You could sell a bunch of tires, but Monday's our busiest day, so we're never going to close Monday.
There you go. Are you going to be going to the Midnight Sun game on Wednesday?
I'm talking with Satterberg about it. You know, I got to tell you this. Satterberg goes to a lot of baseball games.
Yeah, we have box seats near each other.
Yeah, but you know why he goes? He does. I don't think he cares about baseball. He sponsors the foul pitch hitting.
I hear that. That hit by pitch by call. Yeah, hit by pitch call. Bill Satterberg.
He likes to hear his name. Hey, we were bouncing off a couple ideas for the next Satterberg story on April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think of this one. This one was one of them that made the short list. He's going to sue on behalf of his driver that was distracted by the Barnett crossing guard. He's going to see the crossing guard.
Oh, Craig. what else is on the list?
No, I can't tell you.
Final,
but it's up there.
you still get any feedback from when you were, having a ordinance to close the Chena to floaters?
Oh, yeah. People still believe that. You know, people believe whatever's in the paper, whether it says paid advertisement at the bottom of it or not.
You know, and have you gone out and found that lost tribe of the Lower Chena yet?
No, but if people haven't seen that, I you can go to just Google Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena. It's a video we made 10 years ago.
You and Glenn are, oh my goodness.
Yeah, me and Glenn are, and Leah Stepovich, my daughter, we dressed up as like cave people.
Yeah.
And had a fire down there right before Susan Butcher's camp on the other side of the river, and people on the boat, we had a camera on the boat, that's what it's being filmed, but people thought it was a real ancient tribe. And we were eating, we were throwing spears at the boat. We were holding a salmon. Glanner was cradling a salmon. We were all wearing like furs, like big bear furs, grizzly bear hide and stuff. And anyway, Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena. It's a great one to go watch online.
When was the last time you caught a halibut in the Chena?
That was a year ago, Golden Days. I'm starting to get this reputation.
I'm just saying things that I know. And I'm saying a lot of things, and I'm not saying a lot of things that I know.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put a practical joke page. I got footage going back 20 years of all of these practical jokes we've done.
Yeah.
It'll be fun to put on there. Hey, by the way, just a reminder, we do have the anti-rank choice voting sign up at our shop. If anybody's on the west side of town and haven't signed it yet, encourage people to sign that. Got to get rid of that mess.
Okay. Hey, you have a great day, and hope to see you at the Midnight Sun game, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Yep. Bye. Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Hey, Dave. Mike here.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, I just couldn't resist this.
Okay.
You know, I've been operating that wind farm project down at Delta Junction for 14 years. And, you know, I've kind of paid attention, and I honestly at this point don't really give a crap one way or the other if Fairbanks uses that wind farm or not, because we've got a customer outside of Alaska that's probably going to take whatever we can produce down there in a different form than electricity. So we're not really fighting for that anymore here in Alaska. But, you know, one of the things that I think people ought to be thinking about is, what is our plan? You know, we were going to get a certain amount of energy from Anchorage. I think it was 7X.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not really looking too good right now.
No, it is not, is it?
There. Okay. So that's part of our strategic plan. We're gonna shut off a coal plant that cost us $1.5 billion here in Fairbanks over the last 20 years. When you add it all up, we're gonna shut that off and keep making payments on it. We got problems at Fort Wainwright, the EIS that's going on there with the power plant for Fort Wainwright. You know, and these guys are talking about building a wind farm project. Of course, my wind farm project wasn't any good for the public, but 2 weeks later, you know, it was the best thing that could happen for Golden Valley is to have some kind of wind project.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I stopped yesterday on the way home from my cabin in Denali and helped a guy who was on the side of the road with a Ford jack I had. And come to find out, he worked at the power plant there at Healy. Nice guy. And he was asking me, he recognized me somehow. And asked me why in the hell did they ever do what they did up there at Eva Creek, you know, and six of those turbines aren't even working and this and that, you know. And I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here. I still live here. I'm going to live here. My five grandkids are here in Fairbanks. So we're probably going to die here. Only after, you know, we've been here 43 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious, you know, what is the plan? What is the plan for Fairbanks? You know, are we going to continue to just kind of like, just let stuff happen? Are we ever going to get ahead of this stuff? Is there a plan? And, you know, when I hear these stories about, you know, the damage that wind turbines are doing to the environment, you know, I've never found a dead bird one time in Delta Junction.
Are you causing mayhem with the Cook Inlet beluga whales because of your wind farm, Mike?
You know, I'm sure I'm causing mayhem somewhere. I mean, you know.
You know, you got a lot of environmentalists after you because of the Cook Inlet beluga whale situation.
Right, right. You know, we never did sonar before, and the U.S. Navy has never done anything in the ocean.
Exactly. It's you wind farmers, yes.
We have no idea what those guys are doing, you know, with respect to sonar and all the stuff that goes on in the water. And I just, you know.
You know, when it comes to energy, the only, I say, the only fortunate thing that I see going on out there is Golden Heart Utilities, excuse me, Interior Gas Utilities expansion in the Fairbanks area. And they're going to be hooking up another.
Best of luck, but I mean, I'm still.
I know, but that's just the Fairbanks core, yeah.
Yeah, where is that gas going to come from for the next generation of people?
They've got trucking. They're bringing the next batch, trucking it down from.
Right?
Yeah, they have to truck it down from Prudhoe Bay. But, you know, here's something. A gentleman was telling me last week that they found a new field, a very large field, down in the Houston area.
Talkeetna.
Yeah, yeah. Talkeetna area.
Yeah, that's definitely on the radar.
Yeah.
I mean, it might bring some relief to Anchorage and provide a way for us to continue to truck LNG up the Parks Highway.
Yeah.
But I'd like to end this comment with just one.
Certainly, sir. Thank you for the phone call. Good talking to you again, as always.
You know, it caught me off guard. You know, I know Craig's a smart guy and all that, you know. I burned a lot of two-cycle machines myself that I bought from him that probably are not good for the environment either. But nevertheless,
yeah.
Bottom line is.
You noise polluters.
For 14 years. That wind farm has been performing without any risk to the public whatsoever with respect to operations and maintenance, our capital cost, interconnection cost, and we've been doing it at the avoided cost of fuel, okay? And when you look at 14 years of history and you see that year after year, you're averaging essentially the same amount of power output, about 4 million kilowatt hours a year, over that time frame, that's a pretty good average.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last winter when it was 43 below and I was sitting there trying to buy something at Home Depot and I couldn't get out of the car because the air quality was so bad. And I'm watching all these people bring their kids through that. And it was the coldest, darkest day of the year. I looked at my SCADA and I was at 100% and had been at 97% for 2.5 days during that 43 below zero stuff.
Wow.
So, you know, when it really counts, I mean, today, who cares, right? It's beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. I didn't need lights. But last winter, when it was 43 below, and we had some of the worst air quality we've ever had in Fairbanks, that wind farm was at 97% capacity. So, you know, people can foo-foo it all they want, but history doesn't lie. You know, it's been valuable to this community. It's displaced about 300,000 gallons of diesel annually for 14 years in a row from North Pole's air. So, you know, I just think people ought to really be thinking about what is our plan? Because it's, you know, we definitely as a developer, an energy developer, have come up with a way to do a project that does not interfere with all the status quo energy producers. We're going to go right around all of that. And we've got an off-taker. So, you know, like I said, I really have gotten past worrying about what's going to happen to Delta Wind Farm.
There you go.
For me personally and my partners. Okay. But the bigger question is, what is Fairbanks' plan?
Yeah.
We got making $500,000 a year that are supposed to be thinking about that. And for $500,000 a year, I want an answer. I'd like to know just exactly what our plan is and how it's sustainable, not just something that you throw against the wall and you hope it sticks, but some kind of concrete path forward that we can count on so that we have an economy here.
There you go.
You know, so that's it.
Okay, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. You have a great day.
Yeah. Hey, we're the same age, by the way. I'm actually a year older than you.
We're good looking, too, by the way.
No, I have 145 pounds, so.
Okay. Bye. Fairbanks, that is our show for today. I hope you enjoyed it. When a guest doesn't show, you sort of have to wing it there a little bit, and we got through it. You have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.